The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, 7th Chapter, Text Number 6, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on April 18th, 1975, in Vrindavan, India.
Anathopasamam sapsad bhakti yogam adukhari lokasya ajanataha Vidyan Sakri Sattata Sangita. Vidyan. Vid means Vetti Veda Vida Jnana. Vid means Jnana, knowledge. So, one who has knowledge, knowledge means ultimately to understand the original source of everything. Janmadasyajataha. This is knowledge. To everyone is, the scientists, the philosophers, everyone is searching out what is the original cause. It's like modern scientists, they are searching out what is the original cause of life. That is good inquiry. But because they are surrounded by unorthodox, they cannot know it. That is called Maya. So long one is illusion by the Maya, he cannot have perfect knowledge. This subject matter has been discussed to the previous verse. It is said, Jaya Sanamahito Jiva. Before that, the one verse says that Vyasdev, the Vidwan, Vyasdev is addressed here as Vidwan, full knowledge. So, he was unhappy even after combining Vedanta Sutra. He was not very happy. So, under the instruction of his guru, Narada Muni, he wanted to compile the last contribution to the human society, a commentary on the Vedanta Sutra, that is Srimad Bhagavata. Bhasyam Brahma Sutrana Vedartha Prabhinhita. This, in every chapter at the end, it is said, Brahma Sutra Bhashe, the Bhagavad Gita is the commentary on the Brahma Sutra or Vedanta Sutra. Vedanta means the ultimate knowledge. Veda means knowledge. Anta means the last contribution. So, under the instruction of Narada Muni, Vyasadeva, first of all, made his life perfect. Yes. How he made his life perfect? Because if you write books without any perfection, that will not be effective. One has to become perfect before he writes some book. Just like nowadays, especially in the Western countries, they write any rascal ideas under the name of philosophy or science. Perhaps it may be. That is not the system in the Vedic civilization. Vedic civilization, people, those who are advanced in Vedic knowledge, they would write. Vedic knowledge is called Shruti, and if you write following the principles of Shruti, then it is Smriti. Shruti Smriti Puranadi Pancharatriki Vidhing Vina Vikantiki Harir Bhakti Utpataya Vakalva. That is the advice and instruction given by Rupa Goswami. Without reference to the Shruti, without reference to the Smriti, Puran and Pancharatriki Vidhi, if you pose yourself as a great devotee of Krishna, that is simply disturbance. This is the instruction of Rupa Goswami, the developer of this Vrindavan. Under whose instruction? So, when Narada instructed that you write something which will help people to understand the Supreme, then he engaged himself in bhakti yoga, because you cannot understand the Supreme Truth without engaging yourself in devotion and service. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, bhaktya mam abhijanati. Only through devotion, submission, surrender, you can understand Krishna. Not by your so-called scholarship or research work. No. Bhaktya mam abhijanati. Krishna never said, by cultivating knowledge, speculative knowledge, one can understand me. No. Bhaktya mam abhijanati. So therefore, Vyasadeva engaged himself in bhakti yoga to understand the Supreme Truth. That is stated, bhakti yogena manasi sammak pranihite amale apasat purusam purnam maya cha tat apasaya. So, he visited two things. That one, purusam. Apasat purusam purnam. Purusa, perfect, purnam, complete. We are trying to become Purusha or Bhagavan, but we are not perfect. And Bhagavan means purnam, sarai-sajya purnam, complete. So we cannot accept anyone as Bhagavan unless he is purnam, sarai-sajya purnam, that is Krishna. Sarai-sajya purna Bhagavan, jaya. So, by bhakti yoga, bhakti yogena, by practicing, that is called meditation. Meditation means to find out the Supreme Complete Person. That is called meditation. Not that anything you meditate, any nonsense. No, that is nonsense. Meditation is described, dhyanavasthita. Dhyanavasthita, engaged in meditation. Tadgatam manasa, pasyantijam yogin. Yogis, they, by meditation, tries to find out the Supreme Person who is within everyone. Ishara sarabhutanam riddhese ajjana tishtati. So, by meditation to find out the Supreme Paramatma within yourself, that is called yoga practice. Dhyanavasthita tadgatena manasa pasyantijam yogino. This is yogi. So that yoga is perfect when you see Krishna. That is also stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Yoginam api sarvesam madgata antaratmana Sadhyavan bhajati jumang sami juktato. One who is trying to find out Krishna within himself. Krishna is there. So, you have to be qualified to see him. That is required. That is called bhakti yoga. In Brahma Sangita it is said, Primanyana churita bhakti vilochanena santas sadaiva ridaisu vilokayanti. That is not possible simply by gymnastics. One has to develop transcendental love for Krishna. Primanyana churita. When your eyes are anointed with love of God, then you can see him within yourself 24 hours. Sadaiva, ridayeshu vilokan. That is not difficult for understanding, because anyone you love, you always think of him, you always feel his presence, so why not of Krishna? That is not difficult. Therefore Krishna is teaching to develop this love for Krishna. He says, manona bhava mad bhakta mad jaji mang namaskuru. Simply you think of me, manmana, you become devotee of me, mad bhakta, worship me, mad jaji mang namaskuru. So we are expending so much money for installing Krishna Balaram here. What is this purpose? The purpose is that you will be able to see him present in this temple, and therefore you can think of me. That is very natural. If you see the deity always, then you get his picture impressed within your mind, and if you always think of him, then you see him within your mind. Manvana. That is not difficult. And this deity is not different from Krishna. For devotee, he is Krishna himself, identical. We are spending so much money, lakhs, not for worshipping a statue. That is not very intelligent. Sakshat Krishna. Therefore, the temple is sanctified, the process is going on to cleanse our mind, chita darpana marjanam. In this way, when the mind is cleansed of all dirty things, then you can think of Krishna. That will be explained anartha upasamam sasa. So, Vyasadev, first of all, made his life perfect. How? Bhakti yogena, by practicing bhakti yoga. And bhakti yoga means manasa, manasa vacha karmana. Here it is said manasa. Manasa, that is very nice bhakti yoga, always thinking of Krishna. Samai mana Krishna padaravindayo. As Ambarish Maharaj did. Always Ambarish Maharaj fixed up his mind at the lotus feet of Krishna. So here also Vyasadev, bhakti yogena manasi, sammak pranihite, amale, when the mind was completely cleansed, then he saw. What he saw? Apasat. Apasat means he visioned, he saw. Purusam purnam. The complete supreme personality of God. And maya. He saw also maya. Mayanta jad apasrayam. Maya on the backside. In this way, he made his life first of all perfect. Then he wrote this Srimad Bhagavatam. After becoming perfect, therefore you'll find in Srimad Bhagavatam, each word is transcendental. each word is full of meaning and transcendental knowledge. Because the writer, the composer of this transcendental bow is Vyasadeva, is perfect, Vedabhyasa, perfect in Vedic knowledge. So, there are mayas of different kind. Krishna's maya, parasa shakti vividaya, maya means potency. So, from Vedic knowledge we can understand that Krishna has many types of potencies. Parasa shakti vividaiva sriyata. Sava, because he has to execute so many affairs, this material world, spiritual world, and just imagine so big universe, there are innumerable universes, and each and every universe there are so many planets, so many different kinds of living entities, and he has to manage everything. Therefore he is called Parameshwar. Parameshwar means the supreme controller. And Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Sarvasya chaham nidhi sannivishta. I am living in everyone's heart. Now imagine, there are innumerable universes, and each and every universe, there are innumerable planets, and in each and every planet, there are innumerable towns and cities, and each and every town there are innumerable living entities, and Krishna has to manage all of them. That is Krishna. Matta smriti jnanam apohanancha. Krishna has to act in such a way that whatever we are doing, that is under the direction of Krishna. Krishna says, matta smriti. Just like in the morning, you get up and immediately you understand that you are sleeping, now I am about to do so many things. Where from this memory comes? Krishna says, matta from me. So, just imagine how Krishna is busy. So, this maya as described here, apasat purusam purnam maya, jag apasra. Maya means his meaning, that will be explained in the next verse, which is controlling this material world, that maya. Maya to jag apasra. Srimati Radharani is also maya, yoga maya. And Durga is also maya, expansion of Radharani. But Durga's business is different than Radharani's business. Durga's business is jaya sanmohita jivam, to keep the living entities covered, not to become awakened to Krishna consciousness. That is Maya's duty. So, Vyasadeva saw this Maya, this Mahamaya, who is keeping the living entities under the cover of illusion. So, it is said, this Maya, he saw the Supreme Person, and back of that Supreme Person he saw this Maya. Which Maya? Jaya sanmohita jiva. That Maya which is keeping the living entities in illusion. What is that illusion? That is also jaya sanmohita jiva atmanam trigunatmakam. Triguna. Triguna means the satagun, rajagun, tamagun. So, under the influence of Maya, we are identifying with the different gunas or qualities of this material world. So satagun, yes, satagun is the brahminical qualification. So one is thinking, that I am Brahmana. One is thinking, who is under the control of Rajagona, I am Kshatriya. Or in other words, this identification is all over the world. Now, you may not think I am Brahmana, but you may think I am American. Or I may think I am Indian. There is some sort of identification. And therefore, the whole world is full of unorthodox, unnecessary. I am not Brahmana, I am not Indian, you are not American, you are not Kshatriya. This is all false scientific identification. So, this is the work of Maya. All the living entities, they are under certain impression that I am this. I am this, I am that, they cannot make any solution. They have created the United Nations, but there is no solution. Because everyone is under the grip of the Maya material energy. And they are simply creating problems. This is their business. Jaya sanmahita jiva atmanam trigunatmakam. Atmanam. And I am spirit soul, but I am, I do not belong to these material qualities. Still I am thinking atmanam trigunatmakam. One cannot go beyond these three gunas, satagun, rajagun, tamagun, or mixed. 3 × 3 = 9. And again mix 9 × 9 = 81. Therefore, there are 8,400,000 species of living entities under the impression that I am this, I am plant, I am peas, I am mosquito, I am man, I am demigod, I am tiger, I am Indian, I am American. In this way, there are 8,400,000 of different type of identification. Therefore, we find so many forms of life. Atmanam trigunatmakam manuti. This is all the work of Maya to keep us under certain impression. And we work under certain impression and create another situation. And we guess tata dehantara prapti. Now this life, if I create a situation like a dog, then I get the body of a dog, that's all. Or if I create a situation like the demigod, then I can go to the heavenly planets. But if I create a situation that I am eternal servant of Krishna, then you go to Krishna. This is one. This is Krishna consciousness. Create a situation. Don't create a situation that I am this, I am that. Simply create a situation that you completely understand that I have no other business than to advance in Krishna consciousness and my only duty is to serve Krishna. This is one thing. That is called anartha upasamam. Because we have created so many problems under the impression of different gunas. I am this, I am that. To become sannyasi, that is also another problem. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said that I am not a brahmana, I am not a sannyasi, I am not a brahmachari, I am not a grihastha, I am not a kshatriya, all not. I am not this. My only identification is that I am eternal and servant of Krishna. Gopi bhattu padakamalu, dasu dasu, anu dasu. This is required. So how this position you can attain, that is described in the next verse. Anartha upasamam saksha, bhakti yugam madhukhaji. This is the remedy. Anartha. These are all anarthas. So long as I will think I am this, I am that, I am this, I am that. Or even if you think that I am big Goswami or big Brahmana, that is also not. Actually, Goswami means who has control over the senses. Sami means the control over the senses. That is the power. We have to control over the senses and identify ourselves that I do not belong to anything of this material infection, but I am eternally servant of Krishna. Jive sarupa nitya guru. This is called sarupa upalabdhi. This is called self-realization. This is called mukti. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, the definition of mukti has been given that mukti hitya annatharupam. Annatharupam. I am identifying now myself as this and that. I am American, I am Indian, I am Brahman, I am Goswami, I am this. No. This is all anarthas, unwanted. Therefore, hitya annatharupam. We are living under the impression of something else. Hitya means when you give up this wrong impression. And sarupina avasthiti, when you are situated in your original position, that is called mukti. Mukti does not mean anything else. This is the definition of mukti. You keep yourself in your original position. So our original position is part and parcel of Krishna. We are part and parcel of the body of Krishna. The Brahmana is the mouth of Krishna. And the Kshatriyas are the arms of Krishna. The Vaishyas are the abdomen of Krishna. And the Shudras are the legs of Krishna. Mukhabahu rupadebha jagniri chattarvanna vipradaya gunat pritha. Nobody should be hated. Just like in your body, your leg is as important as your head. Especially of Krishna. Krishna is Advaigyan, absolute. We may make some difference from head to leg. Leg is less important, head is no. But Krishna's any part is as important as other part. So you become the part of you are already, but if you come to realize that you are part and parcel of Krishna, Krishna's body, so either you act as Krishna's leg or as Krishna's head, there is no difference. There is no difference. Here in the material world, we have misunderstood that because I am head, therefore I shall head the legs. Why? We first of all offer tulsi and flower to the legs of Krishna, not to the head. The bhakti yoga begins from the lotus feet of Krishna. So how you can say the legs of Krishna are inferior than the heads of Krishna? This is called anartha. So if we enter into the process of bhakti yoga, these anarthas will go out. Therefore, it is recommended here in the Srimad Bhagavatam that anartha upasamam saksha bhakti yogam adhokhaji. If you engage yourself in transcendental loving service of the adhokhaja. Adhokhaja means the supreme person who is beyond your sense perception. That is called adhokhaja. So you have to engage yourself in the service of adhokhaja, bhakti yoga. Then this anartha, this misunderstanding that he is such and such, I am such and such, this will be finished. That is called pandi. Pandita samadarshina vidya vinaya sampanni brahmani gavi hastini suniti sapat. When your anarthas will be finished and you will see every living entity as part and parcel of Krishna. That is called real Brahma realization. Part and parcel of Krishna, every one of us, so we shall not only engage ourselves as part and parcel of Krishna in His service, but also we shall try to engage others, because they are also part and parcel of Krishna. Why should we eliminate them? That is Vaishnavism. That is Krishna consciousness. And that is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. And that mission is to be started from India. Bharat. Bharat bhumite manushya janma haila jaya. Janma sarthak kari karo karo kuda. So, the Indians especially, they have got the opportunity to learn this Vedic Shastras and realize His self and introduce this Krishna consciousness throughout the whole world. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. And all acharyas, they do like that. That is the business of real acharya. So, bhakti yoga madhokhaje. So, this is very important thing because it is said, lokasya ajanata. These foolish men, they do not know that their problems can be solved only by this bhakti yoga, Krishna consciousness. They do not know it. Lokasya ajanata. Therefore, vidwan, Vyasdeva is vidwan. He is the first class vidwan. Chakre Sattata Sanghita. This Sanghita means Vedic literature. For enlightening people. So, every Vaishnava's duty is that you make your life, first of all, perfect by understanding your real position and preach this cult. Because lokasya janata. All people throughout the whole world, they are ajanata. Ajanata, they do not know anything. They are although very proud. They think that having some material advancement of life, that is perfect. No. Ajanata, murkha, murha. That is not perfection. That is not perfection. Perfection is mukti, sarupena avasthiti, to be situated in its own original position. That can be done anywhere. Bhakti yoga can be practiced any part of the world as it is experienced, practical. What is bhakti yoga? Sarvanam kirtanam vishnu, smaranam padasevanam, archanam bandhanam dasyam, sakham atmanivedanam. Sarvanam. First business is seven. You can hear whom? Vishnu. Not nonsense talks. Vishnu. Krishna. You hear. So you can hear anywhere. There is no specific mention that this can be heard in such and such place. You can anywhere. But a holy place like Vrindavan, the hearing has got a special effect. So, here we are establishing this mantra, and you foreigners, you have taken some interest, I'm very much pleased. So constantly come here and hear about Krishna. This is the fastidious place of Krishna, Vrindavan. So make your anarthas vanquished. Anartha upasamam sa. Everything we have done simply on earth, without any meaning. But if we say, people will criticize us, that why you are utilizing motor car, why you are utilizing aeroplane. But our tactic is, we can utilize any so-called on earth in the service of Krishna. That is our tactics. That means, you have created some on earth. But we can engage even this anartha in the service of Krishna and make it meaningful. That is our business. So it requires time, but at least things unnecessarily encumbered We are encumbered with so many unnecessary things. So our so-called necessities of life will decrease. Anarthopasamam. Although we are riding on motor car, we don't think it is essential. But those who are captured by the civilization, they think it is essential. That is the difference. Anasaktasya. Our process is that if you have to preach, so you have to go to United States. So if there is aeroplane, why shall I waste my time? Let us accept this. So we don't duplicate the material advancement, but we simply warn that don't forget Krishna simply for the matter of material advance. This is Krishna consciousness. We don't discourage you. We don't discourage you, but when you have invented something material, utilize it for Krishna. Anasaktasya vishayam. Don't be attached to the motor car. But utilize it for going fast, for preaching one. That's all. This is equal. This is Rupa Goswami's advice. Don't die for want of motor car. But if you get the opportunity to go faster than walking, you should utilize it. Nidbandhi Krishna Sambandhi Jukta Vairagyam Ucchate. This is required. That everything engaged in Krishna's service, that is called Jukta Vairagya. Not Phalgu Vairagya. Rupa Goswami said, motor car is material, therefore we should not touch it. This is Phalgu Vairagya. That is stated by Rupa Goswami, that prapanchikataya buddhya hari sambandhi vastuna mumukshubi parityaga phalgu vairagya tathata. Prapanchikataya buddhya. Because it is material, advanced. I therefore, Brahma Satya Jagan Mitha, this world is Mitha, this any material thing is Mitha. No. It has got some relationship with Krishna. That is to be seen. What is that? What is this motor car? It's material. But what is this material? Bhumi rapo analo bayo khangamano buddhiri gocha. Asta, vrinnami prakriti astadha. Where they have got this metal? This iron, wood, metal, everything, they have got from Krishna. Therefore, it has got relationship with Krishna. Now, when it is manufactured, use it for Krishna. That is Yukta Vairagya. So, do not hate anything, material advancement. We can utilize everything for Krishna's service. Our only preaching is that don't forget Krishna. That is our business. And if you have got a special talent, utilize it for Krishna. Idam nipunsa tapasasutasava suttasya shishtasya cha buddha datta abhichita artha kavibhi nirupita jad uttama sloka gunanuvarna. Now, if somebody criticizes you, that why you are using this material, we don't see anything material. As soon as this manufactured instrument, there is also Krishna's energy. We have to see to it that it is Krishna's energy, it is made from Krishna's energy, and it should be utilized for Krishna. This sense required, this sense is called Krishna Kaam. So if you take to Bhakti Yoga Madhakhaje, the anartha, things which are not wanted, anartha, or problems, the problems of the world will be mitigated. Anartha, vasamam, saapsad, bhakti, yugam, madhakhaji. People do not know it. Lokasya ajana. Therefore, we have to teach them. That is Krishna consciousness movement. Thank you very much.